You're listening to Virginia Trioli on ABC Radio Melbourne.
But now, Groundhog Day. Groundhog Day, because this is a story that we've been talking about for quite some time. I've certainly had opportunity to speak about it more than once, and I've not even been sitting in this chair a year. So pity everybody else who's been talking about it for some time. The long-awaited building of the so-called Melton Hospital, a hospital at Toolern, just on the outskirts of Melton. The last time we talked about it, there was a very small amount of money put aside for planning for this major hospital project, but goodness knows what that actually means. Some very big names are now putting their heft behind the push for a hospital in Melton. Steve Brax is the former Premier of Victoria and the chair of the West of Melbourne Economic Development Group. Steve Brax, good morning to you.
Good morning, Virginia.
We're still talking about this. This is just talk at this stage. Why is nothing moving on this?
Well, we've actually done some economic modelling on what it would mean for Melton and for the region more broadly, and that's what we're releasing today from the Economic Development Alliance. And it really shows, quite surprisingly, that this is a big job generator. You know, something like around 4,000 jobs per year would be created in Melton. That's for people living in Melton, that they can work and live in the same area and not have to commute. And that would be a great advantage long term. And we're really saying that if this $300 million project can get off the ground soon, we're urging the government to set aside some land. And if they do that, say around 2022, then this could be fully operational by 2026, which would be a reasonably tight timeline, but one which could be achieved, but also providing, you know, a much needed facility for Melton, because they do have to go to Sunshine currently, or to the Barrow Base Hospital. They're sort of wedged in between the two, and having facilities in their own community would be a great boon.
I don't know if the state government needs persuasion of the economic argument or health case for it, Steve Brax. I mean, they're the ones that said in, you know, last year's budget, in May of last year, that they were getting on, they said, with, here's the quote, important planning work for major hospital projects being funded, included the new hospital at Toolern on the outskirts of Melton. So they already believe in it. They just don't have either the money or the political will to do it. Do you know why?
Oh, I'm absolutely sure the government is committed once it had the planning money for this project. And really, you know,
then
this
why don't they do it? Why don't they get on and actually do it?
Well, you know, the government will be coming up with its budget this year. It's been delayed from the usual time because of the pandemic, obviously. And but I'm sure these things will come to book pretty soon. But importantly, it's good to get a handle on, you know, what this actually means. And that's what we've done for this 250-bed hospital. And, of course, we've got to remember that the West and the Outer West and the North have been hardest hit by the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yes.
Probably the aftermath of it is going to be more significant than any other place in Australia. And so having projects ready to go to stimulate the economy, to get people employed and active again, is going to be really important. And this is one of those that can proceed.
Good news to share with you, Steve Brax.
Okay.
Victoria has recorded 28 new cases of coronavirus overnight.
Whoa!
Yeah, that's you know, lowest,
I know.
For you in a long time. But unfortunately, just to finish this, sorry.
You feel like a little dance, don't you?
Yes.
I know in the post-pandemic period in 1919, that's when the Charleston actually happened, wasn't it, for that reason, you know? So you feel like sort of doing something.
The image of you doing the Charleston.
No, that's not a good image,
actually.
You'll
not leave me for the rest of today. That's a meme about to happen, Steve Brax. The sad news, though, we have another 8 deaths have been reported to health authorities, no doubt they'll be in aged care. Melbourne's 14-day case average is now 44.4, and, of course, it has to remain below 50 until the 28th of September as one of the conditions to reopen. There are, however, still 83 active cases with an unknown source, and that is still a worry. So we'll update you on that a little later. But on that matter, Steve Brax, I know you will have been watching all of this with a very close political eye, and in particular what's being uncovered and revealed at the inquiry into the mismanagement of hotel quarantine. Do you believe politically that your successor, that the Premier Daniel Andrews, can politically survive all this?
I think Dan Andrews is doing a fantastic job, actually. He's resolute and strong in protecting Victorians, and that's his job.
He's the object of scorn and derision from Canberra up to Queensland, down again, all through Victoria. There are those who support him, absolutely, and I'm about to hear from them, but there are those who have absolutely lost faith in him.
Yeah, I think that's very unfair, and I believe that the attack federally against the Andrews government is politically motivated, and it's very evident when you look at the frame that they've developed of attacking Queensland, of attacking Victoria, sometimes attacking Western Australia, but not laying a glove on South Australia and Tasmania. And those states have lockdowns as well. I mean, with the national cabinet that they propose, with the, you know, we're all Melburnians now, as the Prime Minister said, that he would live that out and make sure that we cooperate and work together to assist, not to run interference, which they seem to be doing at the moment. And look, all strength to Dan Andrews. I think he cares about Victoria. He's doing what is required to protect Victorians so that we can open up more permanently and not have to go back into a stage three. And I get the feeling that the federal government doesn't really care if we go back into stage three, because all they're worried about is the bottom line of their budget. And that's not where it should be. And so I have 100% support for Dan Andrews.
The party will need a scapegoat, though, won't it, of some kind, some person, in order to move on past this?
Oh, I think you'll find that, as you saw with the figures today, that the what is working, actually, that Dan Andrews is bringing this pandemic under control and be able to do what we all want and open up safely in the future. And I think that's really the objective he's set, and I think that'll stand him in good stead going forward.
Good to talk to you this morning, Steve Brax. We're about to try and find the tune from the Charleston. We'll probably play that at some point this morning.
Oh, don't. Okay.
You said it.
All right.
This is on you. Steve Brax, thanks for your time.
Okay, thanks for being here. Bye.
Former Labor Premier of Victoria. Yeah, the figures are worth dancing about, though. 28 new cases of coronavirus recorded in the last 24 hours.